Okay, TH to be added somewhere. But I mean, the topic here is is there a new science emerging? And this specific detail I'm thinking of now is how much do we know actually about the world? Sometimes it may seem that science is almost there. We know about this, we know about that, but how is it really? Now, we have discovered a lot about how, you know, the mechanics of this world, how electricity works, how and all these things, and how to use it, mechanics, light, sound, and so on. And as it seems, these are the basic components that build up everything here. And then there are these little atoms and the molecules and continues all the way down there. But and when we dig it a little deeper, we find that certain things are simply not understood. We don't know what electromagnetism is. We don't know what gravity is. There are some of those that are simply called fundamentals, because they are fundamentals in nature. And although we may or may not understand what they actually are, what they are in turn made up of, or how they appear, they are undoubtedly there. So they're just included and dealt with according to the ways they appear and work. So maybe a fair, well, way to describe our whole human understanding of the world would be something like this. That here is a known, what we know and what we can work with, what we can use for making technology. Which we can show and prove works according to specific laws, as we call them. But then the fundamentals, well, we tend to see them as, well, just something. But it may very well be like this, and I will show how this little tip there on the, we can make a visual there with a little island on the sea. And then under there, there's an iceberg kind of thing. And there are more things that belong here. Parts of nature that definitely exist, but that we can't with our current knowledge and science understand what they are, where they come from. And another one of those is consciousness. And then we can again make a quick one there about consciousness, showing how much it actually is. It's not just a little thing, but all these properties of consciousness. So maybe there are more of those, and we can just add. So before we pride ourselves for our great science today, maybe we should think about this and get a little humble about it. Thinking that maybe, just maybe, the vastly bigger part of nature, what makes nature into nature and us into us, is here, down here, unknown to us. But why do we have natural sciences? Well, very much in order to try to control nature to our advantage, right? We make nifty machines, chemicals, medicines, materials, so on. that is easy because the proof is in the pudding, as I say. If it works, I was probably right. But what about all this? And what about the fact that starting basically anywhere in our studies of this nature, one would dig a little deeper and a little deeper. The mystery just gets bigger and deeper too. We should probably understand that by now, after hundreds of years of digging. Now, this has now, because what's down here, the iceberg again under surface, seems to be things that are hard for us to study and observe and get scientific about, as we do with the things up here. Scientists have become philosophers in a way. And their language has become mathematics, and so on.